I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Jonathan Gold is here with me. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Jonathan just got back from Korea, so I thought it was the perfect time to ask him if the food here in LA's Koreatown is better than the food in Korea.
I think the best restaurants in Korea are better than the best that you get here. For example, you know, bibimbap is a dish that everybody loves. And we know there are some places that basically empty out the walk-in into the bibimbap dish. And we know there are some places like the fantastic restaurant Jeonju in Koreatown that make very good, very thoughtful bibimbap. But if you go to Jeonju, the dish's birthplace, where there are probably 50 restaurants all making bibimbap, and you go to one of the better ones, you're going to get this is a spectacular bibimbap. The balance is going to be there. You're going to find out that the key to the dish is not just pouring on the hot sauce gochujang until your teeth turn red, but in the nuttiness and the really wonderful texture of the bean sprouts, which have everything to do with the success of the dish, and which is something I wouldn't have put in the top 10 of ingredients I'd even put in a bibimbap.
So coming away from that trip, given your extensive knowledge of the Korean dining scene here in LA, what else can you share with us aside from your thoughts on bibimbap?
Actually, Koreatown gives you a really good idea of what Korean food is going to be like. Like Koreatown here, restaurants in Korea tend to revolve around their famous dish. So you'll go to one restaurant for one thing and one restaurant for another thing. And often they're grouped into neighborhoods. So one of my favorite Korean dishes is bosam, which is, you know, boiled pork belly, lettuce to wrap it in a special kind of super spicy turnip kimchi and with fermented anchovies. In Seoul, there's a street that has nothing but restaurants serving bosam, 12 of them, right? You look in the windows and you look to see who's there. Is it going to be better if you have to sit on the floor cross-legged or better in chairs? Is it better if everybody is sort of sneaking smokes, or is it better if everybody looks as if it's a religious experience?
And what is the answer to those questions?
Well, I ended up going to the place that had two giant barrels outside where they were fermenting kimchi. So I figured that if they're serious enough to do that, the kimchi looked just astonishingly good in those barrels, that everything else was probably going to be okay. And it was really good. It was probably the best bosom I've ever had.
Jonathan Gold is the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about the food that he experienced while he was in Korea versus the Korean food he spent years writing about here in LA. Where does Jonathan go for the best gochujang, aka spicy bean paste, in LA? And where does he go for banchan, all those little plates? Well, you can find out if you text good food to 69866. Just text the words good food to 69866.